All right, so we've been talking about all these cool breads from around the world, right? But when we asked America's Test Kitchen what they wanted to talk about for this episode, they said white bread. Like, really? But yes, white bread, because their editor, Tucker Shaw, is obsessed with it. So Sally Swift talked with him about the beauty of making white bread at home.
Hey, Tucker, great to have you back.
Hey, Sally, it's good to be here.
So we have been digging into bread all hour, and I am coming to you to kind of make you pick your favorite baby in a way. What is your very favorite bread recipe?
Well, I mean, that's like an impossible question to answer, isn't it? I mean, there's nothing better than bread. But I'm going to go with the basic, the good old-fashioned white sandwich bread, kind of that beautiful white bread that you would, you know, when you slice it, you get the perfect shape for a PBJ or a BLT.
Okay, that's a surprising answer to me. Why do you love that bread so much?
Well, for one thing, I can make it, and I'm not the world's best baker. The recipe that we have for this white bread is so simple. Literally, if you can read, you can make this bread. It takes a little bit of time. But I do it once a week now, and I kind of work it into my, like, Saturday morning chores, like doing laundry and that kind of stuff when you're stuck at the house anyway. You can pull this off with almost no work. So there you go. You have clean clothes and a fresh loaf of bread.
I love that for the week. Okay, so can you talk me through the process?
Sure. It takes 6 ingredients. The most important one here is bread flour, which is really easy to find at the grocery store. It has a slightly higher protein content than all-purpose flour. And you want to use the bread flour because it gives your bread a little bit more structure so that when you slice it for sandwiches, it holds its shape. You take that and you whisk it together with some yeast, just the kind that you get in the little packets that you'll find in the baking section, and a little bit of salt. Whisk those together and, you know, attach it to your stand mixer with the dough hook.
Okay, so those are your dry ingredients and they're in the bowl in your stand mixer. And then what's the wet that you add?
So the wet ingredients consist of whole milk, a little bit of water just to expand the liquid ingredients, a little bit of butter, maybe just 2 tablespoons that you melt and cool down. You whisk that together with the milk, and the butter adds a little bit of extra fat, and that ensures that the crumb is going to be sort of tender and a little bit rich. And then 2 tablespoons of honey, and you whisk that all together, and the honey gives it a little bit of sweetness and also gives the yeast a little bit something extra to participate
eat.
With.
A little extra to eat. Okay, and
there
then...
you go.
I'm assuming you're kneading it with that dough hook that you've put on your stand mixer?
That's right. You set the stand mixer onto medium-low, and you slowly pour the liquid ingredients into the bowl. And it will start to come together after about, I would say, 1.5 minutes, maybe 2 minutes. And then you let it rip for 8 minutes of kneading, and it will start to come away from the sides of the bowl. It will create kind of a cohesive ball of dough, and it will do the work for you, so you can... check your laundry.
And then you go, you put in another load, and then you come back, and you are, is this where you shape it?
Not yet. You take it now and you put it into a bowl that you've just lightly greased so nothing sticks. Cover it with plastic wrap, put it aside for 1.5 hours, maybe 2 hours. You want it to double in size,
okay,
but that gives you the opportunity. I don't know, you go cut the grass now.
I do love the chore link.
So after it's doubled in size, you turn it out onto a very lightly floured counter. And you just very gently sort of bring it together into a ball, press it down into a rectangle of about 8 inches by 6 inches. And it's a really supple, easy dough to work with. It's not sticky in the least. You can achieve this shape without really working it very hard, and maybe takes, I want to say, 30 seconds, maybe 1 minute.
Huh.
From there, you roll it like a log. And you have to roll it fairly tightly so that you don't get, like, big air pockets in the bread after it bakes.
And you mean you're rolling it up with your hands, not with the rolling pin?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Rolling it
all
up
right,
like a jelly roll or something.
Okay,
like that.
Great. That's super easy.
That goes into a loaf pan, and you let it rise again for about 1 hour. And you'll know it's ready when it's about 1 inch above the lip of the loaf pan. So it's got a kind of a nice dome on top. And at that point, you will have turned on your oven. It'll be at 350 degrees, and so it'll be ready to go. Slide that sucker in the oven. About 35, 40 minutes later, your bread is done. And you will know it's done because it smells so fantastic in your kitchen.
Yeah.
You can check it with an instant read thermometer. If it's at about 205 to 210, that's perfect. But really, if you've just baked it for 35 or 40 minutes, it's going to be just right. You pull it out of the oven and let it cool in the pan for about 10 minutes just to make sure that it's, you know, easy to release and that kind of thing. And then you slip it out of the pan, put it on a wire rack, and let it cool for about 3 hours. And you have to let it cool all the way down before you slice it. Because if you, maybe you've experienced this before, when you use a serrated knife on a piece of bread that's too warm, you run the risk of tearing it. And this is sandwich bread, so you want perfect slices. And the way to achieve that is to make sure that it's cooled down and use a really nice serrated knife. We have a favorite serrated knife. It's made by Mercer. It costs about $20. Sometimes I've seen it for about $18. So it's not a big purchase, but it's totally worth having because then you'll get perfect even slices every time you do it.
Yeah, bread knives are an important tool to have in the kitchen.
They're just so useful and there's no substitute for them and they don't cost a lot of money, so you should have one.
Well, it sounds to me like the hardest part of this whole thing is waiting for that loaf to cool.
It really is. I mean, it was astonishing to me the first time I made this bread, how simple it was, because bread has always been sort of mysterious to me. And I've always like really admired people who made bread because I thought they had some sort of magical, you know, ability to do something that us mere mortals couldn't pull off. But sandwich bread is so easy. And I literally, Sally, I do it every week.
All right. Long live American bread. Thanks to you, Tucker Shaw.
Thank you, Sally.
Tucker Shaw is editor of America's Test Kitchen, and you can find that recipe for American sandwich bread at splendidtable.org.